sorry to bother you. Seems that we're in quite a mess. You see, this is less than we ever expected. The inn was so full that we were rejected. I think that my time is at hand, but Lord, could this be what you've planned? I trust in your wisdom that all will be right, but not in this place, Lord, and please not tonight. I wouldn't have minded a shed or a hovel, but here I must clear off my bed with a shovel. For Joseph, it's worse than he thinks. It's cold and it's dark and it stinks. I need some comfort tonight, for I'm tired and I'm lonely and frightened. On this most unlikely night, in this most unlikely sight, it's so bleak and forlorn here. Is it asking too much? Should a baby be born here with cattle and such, especially your holy son? I'm so sorry, Lord. What have I done? On this most unlikely night, I just can't believe it's right that a God so precise could have things so amiss that from sheer paradise to a place such as this would not seem peculiar at all. For a king to be born in a stall.
Mary, are you okay? Is something wrong?
Oh, Joseph, this baby can't be born here tonight. It's so awful in this place.
Well, I guess you're right. But God knows that. He could have made room for us inside if he had wanted to. He could have had a room in a palace. Mary, it's so hard to understand any of this. I mean, with the angels and the baby, and now this. It's not the way I'd hoped that it would be for you and me. But the child you are carrying is so special. And if he's to be born in a stable, we must believe that everything will be all right. God knows what he's doing.
On this most unlikely night, guess the choice is black or white. So with faith I'll believe
presence.